So the possibility here of healing wounds and traumas, a key point, like again, that stream of thoughts you had there, even as you were speaking, or the stream of thoughts that's guiding my speaking right now, or your own string of thoughts in response to what I'm saying, it's wild to imagine that that's being produced right now in some kind of gooey, fast, electrochemical way with lots of tiny little cells making literally 500 trillion connections inside our skull in the volume roughly of 5 cups of tissue, mainly in a sheet of tissue, the cortex, around the outside, that right now your thoughts, look, if you look at me, the sight, the sound of my voice, the sensation, that the flow of experience moment to moment is being produced by some kind of gooey chemical electrical process, right? Like, what's that like? Really? Like, it just kind of blows my mind. And then to realize that if you direct that process in some way, maybe you direct it by really stepping outside it and strictly observing it, which is changing that process. You're doing something when you do bare witnessing, right? Or what happens if you deliberately cultivate loving kindness or compassion for someone, right? Or you restrain yourself. You don't act out. You don't speak in anger. You don't take something that's not yours, even if it's as simple as a parking space here at Dominican University, tempting as it might have been for me earlier tonight, you know? You restrain yourself. When you do that, much as you're saying, when you release some old sorrow, when you cry and you really have a letting go, when that happens with so intimately with your own experience, you're actually changing your brain for the better. What's it really like to kind of come into that in your own self? For me, it's like, oh my God, this is so wild. You know, there's that part kind of reaction. Also, there's a great sense of like possibility. Just what you said there in the back again, that you can gradually fill the hole in your heart, you can gradually heal trauma, you know. And with that sense of hopefulness and happiness about the possibilities, as well as for everyday functioning, as well as for even the upper limits of spiritual practice or human potential, along with that sense of happy hopefulness, hopeful happiness, for me at least, I suspect for you too, comes a sense of responsibility. You know, it's on us to do this. We have to earn it. But that's also what makes it legitimate. It's not a quick fix. The brain, you know, if the brain could just change like that, that would be very dangerous for organisms because they couldn't hold on to their learning. See what I mean? It takes time to unlearn old patterns and old pain. It takes time to learn new good things. But if we, a handful of times every day, help ourselves, whether it's in a formal practice like meditation or on the fly, just taking in the good, a sense of our own qualities, or a sense of, you know, accomplishing things or physical pleasure or nice interactions with other people, that if we do that again and again and again, we really can reshape our own brains and therefore our life for the better. That's pretty cool, I think. Okay. How about we finish here? I'll happily stick around a little bit longer. You know, we're edging past 8:30, clearly. And how about we just kind of hang with it? And I really invite you, it's completely appropriate to relate this to this material initially, kind of conceptually. It's perfectly understandable. You may find it, like me, quite interesting from a conceptual standpoint. And I think where the real impact is, the real mojo, the real juice, is to come into an intimacy with yourself about it. You know, like, wow, from the standpoint of being a true friend to myself, now that I know this, what does it mean to me? What am I going to do about this? You know, how does this serve my practice, whatever that is? then it becomes really real. It really comes down to us. So how about we just sit with this for a minute or so, and then we'll wrap up for tonight. And I want to express actually my gratitude to you on this kind of warm evening for actually sustaining your attention to this. You know, I really appreciate that. And I promise you that this will be the heaviest thing we'll do. Okay, let's just sit for a minute. Thank you. See you in a week. And take in the good the whole week. Keep changing that spongy brain for the better.